B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Man is behind bars at the Allegheny County Jail after accusations that he choked another man for singing Christmas songs.
For singing Christmas songs?
It was around 9 a.m. Monday when a state trooper was waved down and told about a possible medical emergency. When he got to the scene, investigators say the trooper spotted a Chrysler Town & Country minivan parked on the shoulder and two men on the other side of the guide rail. The victim told the trooper he was driving the minivan with his passenger, 25-year-old Clayton Lucas. The victim told the trooper Lucas reached around his seat while he was driving and began choking him. When the trooper tried to handcuff Lucas, he said Lucas wouldn't listen, and after several verbal commands, he ended up having to sweep Lucas's legs out from under him to gain control of the situation.
Wow.
The victim had told troopers that he was singing Christmas songs. So the victim said Lucas tried to choke him to make him stop singing.
So this was just recently.
Yeah.
Singing Christmas songs. It's not the season, but the guy should be allowed to sing whatever he wants, right?
In the complaint, the victim went on to tell the trooper that Lucas restricted the air and blood from around his neck to the point where he was about to pass out, and the trooper did notice the victim's neck was red and his eyes were bloodshot.
Could you imagine?
Just choking him.
Yeah.
So,
what's this God rest ye merry gentleman crap?
Lucas is in the county jail as we speak. A driver in South Africa survived an experience out of a biblical passage last month when he ended up almost being swallowed by a whale.
Oh, I saw the footage of this.
Rainer Schimpf is his name. He was snorkeling off the coast of Port Elizabeth when he ended up in the path of a bride's whale, which opened its jaws and engulfed him head first. There's a picture of it.
And they say he would not have gotten out, Preston, but there was a marionette in the whale that pointed the way out.
Oh, no way. Yeah,
his luck. He said, we were very astonished that out of nowhere this whale came up. I was busy concentrating on the sharks because you want to know if the shark is in front of you, behind you, left or right. So we're very focused on the sharks and their behavior. And then suddenly it got dark, he said. Shrimp, who has worked as a dive operator for over 15 years, said he was in the water with two others for just a matter of minutes before the whale appeared. He happened to be with a group. They were recording a sardine run, which is where marine animals such as dolphins, whales, and sharks gather fish into bait balls. They circle them and they cause them to get in these bunches, and then they can eat them. The 51-year-old said that once the whale grabbed him, he felt pressure around his body, but soon realized that he was too big for the whale to swallow him whole, which was kind of an instant relief. He said, so my next thought was that the whale may take me down into the ocean and release me further down. Jeez. So I instantly held my breath. I guess they were snorkeling.
Oh.
Obviously, he realized that it was not what he wanted to eat, so he spat me out again. Unlike the biblical story of Jonah, Shrimp didn't end up in the animal's belly, but was able to swim away after being released. Bride's whales are members of the baleen whale family, a group that includes blue whales and humpback whales. He said the whole experience showed him just how small humans in the world are. He said, once you're grabbed by something that's 15 tons heavy and very fast in the water, you realize you're actually only that small in the middle of the ocean.
So hypothetically, in a whale that would be that larger enough to bring you into its mouth and its the whole system there, the throat or whatever, and you had scuba gear on.
Could you live?
How long would you last?
I mean, most divers have knives, right? Yeah. I guess we just start carving your way out.
I guess you'd
and then force the thing to expel you.
Yep, I would think so.
Or wait to get pooped out. I mean, depending on how much time you have.
Well, you could be like Drax in the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
A woman suffered okay. I'm going to have to be delicate with my description here.
All right.
A woman suffered a life-threatening allergic reaction to penicillin after performing oral sex on her partner. Doctors in Spain who treated the 31-year-old have now urged anyone with drug allergies to be aware of the potential risks from oral. The unidentified woman swallowed a certain substance and began to vomit, struggle, and breathe, struggled to breathe and break out in hives. Sounds like my wife. The patient went to the hospital with suspected anaphylactic shock.
So what was in this guy's chick geo?
I will explain to you. It is unclear how long after her sexual encounter she sought help. She revealed she had an allergy to penicillin, but denied having taken the drug or any unusual foods before performing this. She admitted that she had never suffered any symptoms in her previous sexual encounters in doing this thing before.
Uh-huh.
Medics then discovered her 32-year-old partner had taken amoxicillin.
There you go.
A form of penicillin to treat an ear infection. And as a result, the doctor suspected her anaphylaxis was caused by the transfer of amoxicillin through that fluid.
So the same thing that could threaten her life could provide a surprise were that guy to have eaten cinnamon.
Yeah, maybe.
Do a little something in there for you.
The case, believed to be the first of its kind ever recorded, was published in the British Medical Journal case report.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's pretty wild, man.
That's why I always use a dental dam, Preston.
A woman on a flight from Toronto to Calgary was startled when she was stung by a scorpion shortly before the plane landed.
God.
Yeah. Quinn Maltais from Yukon studying in Alberta. She was on the last hour of a four-hour flight when she started to feel a fluttering motion on her lower back. She said, I just kind of ignored it, thinking that it was air conditioning on the plane blowing down the back or something like that. And as soon as the lights turned off again, closer to when we were about to land, I felt a piercing pain on my lower back.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, my God, something bit me. She said she was freaking out, trying to grab her sweater, but couldn't take her seatbelt off to see what it was as the plane was landing. She said, the lights turned on. I looked into a ball of bundled sweater that I had, but nothing was there. I looked behind me on the seat, and then I saw movement, and there was a scorpion that was in the fold toward the back of the chair.
Oh, my God.
She said she ripped her seatbelt off and jumped onto her armrest and stared, needing to process what she was seeing. She said, it was a scorpion in my sweater. It was on my back for the last 30 minutes. It was like 4 inches long, maybe. And she wondered, what is that doing on a Canadian flight? She asked a flight attendant to explain what was happening.
It's a Canadian scorpion.
She said the attendant initially went back to her seat and found a gum wrapper, trying to tell her that that's what had stung her. But she told her to check again.
Yeah. Nice deflection. Yeah.
So she did, and then spotted the scorpion between the seats. Paramedics escorted her off the plane, and they assessed her. She wasn't hurt.
We're flying on Friday. Do we have scorpion service on our flight?
She said, I had a full-fledged panic attack. Paramedics had to kind of keep me strapped to a heart monitor for a while because I was just unable to calm down, she said. The airline confirmed that they did capture the scorpion once all passengers had disembarked from the plane and handed it over to airport authorities.
All right, much like a tarantula, a scorpion is scary looking, right?
Yes.
But will their sting kill you?
I don't think they're lethal.
Okay.
I think you'd have to be. I think they're not pleasant, but I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think they carry enough venom to kill most adult people.
I think it depends on the type, and okay. I think you can get sick from them.
Right.
And if you have some sort of an aversion, it might be able to kill you.
But it's not automatically a death sentence.
No, for the most part, I hear it's like a bad bee sting, but yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I saw a full-on scorpion in my neighbor's backyard when I was probably 12, 13 years old. It was crazy because it was on his pool deck.
Are there scorpions in this area?
I saw it. Either that or it's an insect that can mimic
scorpion impressions, yeah.
But when we got closer to it, we were like hitting it with a branch. Its little tail went, you know, like curved around in the back. And I was like,
I think scorpions are more intrinsic to
I'm aware of that. It's the only
arid
time
climates.
I've ever.
Arid
climates. Yeah,
I'm only. In Canada.
I saw one in South Carolina one time.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're in the U.S. I just don't know.
And obviously they know how to fly.
Let's see. It says here, this scorpion thrives where you'd least expect, the southeastern areas of Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia.
Well, there are
venomous scorpions in Canada. Interesting.
So if there are, then there's probably some on your neighbor's deck there, Case.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Well, a drive-through customer, enraged by the lack of meat on his Mexican pizza, stormed a Taco Bell in South Carolina and walked into the kitchen area to begin making his own food.
Just took the bull by the horns.
Yep, he entered the Taco Bell complaining that there wasn't enough meat on the Mexican pizza. An employee told cops that she remade the food for him. The man, however, was equally displeased with his second pizza and demanded a refund when told that that was not possible since a manager was not on the premises. The suspect became enraged, declaring that, quote, he would show employees how to make his food the appropriate way. The man walked behind the counter into the kitchen area and began making his own food. A Taco Bell worker noted that the suspect did not follow proper health safety guidelines by not wearing protective gloves while making his food.
How the hell are that?
that.
The employee said the suspect made himself another Mexican pizza and subsequently left the store and premises. The man, the worker said, was angry and upset throughout his time in the facility and used foul language in response to her repeated demands to leave the Taco Bell.
They just let him go back there?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Shoot him.
I mean, you're a fast food employee. Somebody comes walking back. All you can do is just sit there and go,
yeah,
look at this nut job.
I'd take out my Glock and shoot him.
The man left the restaurant in a Dodge Challenger driven by a woman who never entered the restaurant, and they're looking for this guy.
Then he went over to the McDonald's. You call this a hamburger?
Yeah, exactly. A pregnant woman is accused of stabbing her boyfriend for looking at a photo of another woman on his roommate's cell phone. Deputies responded to the reported stabbing at a home and later arrested 25-year-old Julitza Gonzalez. The roommate said that he showed a photo of a woman that he wanted to date to his friend. The friend looked at the photo while his pregnant girlfriend, Gonzalez, was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The moment sparked an argument between the couple. As the quarreling continued, the roommate said that he became uncomfortable and left the room, and the shouting escalated. At one point, the roommate heard someone rummaging through the kitchen drawers. A short time later, the boyfriend ran into the roommate's room with a stab wound in his stomach.
Stabbed him in the stomach.
And said, "That bitch stabbed me."
You know, the light of my life.
The roommate used a shirt to apply pressure to the wound, called 911, and waited for paramedics to arrive.
I think she's jealous.
As they waited for first responders, Gonzalez entered the room and asked, "Why would you look at that girl on the phone?"
Oh, she's the jealous kind, you know. Oh.
The victim was airlifted to the hospital. His condition is not immediately known. Gonzalez was displaying signs of anxiety and was transported to the hospital as well. Deputies say they found a 5-inch steak knife with blood on it. They interviewed Gonzalez at the hospital, and she denied stabbing the victim. She said he must have fallen on the blade.
Of course.
However, surgeons said the stab wound was not consistent with an accident. She was arrested, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
But you know what? I bet she's going to be a good mom.
Probably. Apparently, strangers stripped off and had full sex in public on a Manchester bus. Devon and Cornwall police said that they arrested a 32-year-old woman and a 29-year-old man on the shoulder of the M5 after being called by the driver of a National Express coach. The pair, who reportedly met for the first time on the 10-hour journey, had shed their clothes and got it on in full view of other passengers.
Go for it.
When the driver realized what was going on, he pulled off onto the shoulder.
And watched.
And waited. No, he waited for police. He probably watched while he waited for police.
Well, I miss this.
Officers located and arrested a 29-year-old man from Bristol and a 32-year-old woman from Barnstaple on suspicion of an act of outraging public decency. A tourist, and I've heard of this, I remember seeing this survival technique when I was in Cub Scouts. A tourist who was thrown overboard survived hours stranded at sea thanks to the help of his jeans.
Yeah.
Yes.
A German tourist, Arnie Merkey, was sailing through New Zealand along with his brother, Helge.
Did he have an inflatable life raft in his jeans?
No. They were traveling along through New Zealand to deliver a yacht. But during the trip, they got caught in some rough weather, leading the 12-meter yacht's main sheet to come loose and caused the boom to swing around. And it was then that Mr. Murky was knocked into the water without a life jacket 20 miles out of off of the shore. Without the jeans, he said, "I wouldn't be here today," although his brother tried to throw him a life jacket so he could reach the coast safely. He was already too deep water. He said he threw it to me, and it was too far away. The swells were 3 meters high, they said. I said I couldn't reach it, and it was already too far away, and I think the motor on the boat exploded.
Jesus.
The 30-year-old resorted to drastic measures and fashioned his jeans into a makeshift life jacket. Copying a technique from a U.S. Navy SEALs video that he had watched in the past,
yeah,
he made knots at the end of the legs of the jeans and inflated them and then placed the jacket over his shoulders. He said, "I saw it many, many years ago and always thought that if I ever go overboard without a life jacket, I'm going to do that." He said, "I took a deep breath, took out my jeans, made knots at the end of the legs and inflated the jeans, pulled it over the water to get air inside, and then pushed it underwater, and I had an improvised vest."
There's a way that if you fall into the ocean and you're wearing, it has to be a long sleeve shirt, you can fashion it into a speedboat.
Wow. You're going to have to show me how to do that.
It's difficult.
Murky
you
waited
have to
for,
fold it just right.
He waited for nearly 4 hours before he was rescued by the New Zealand Coast Guard. So, yeah, saved his life without question. A St. Paul mother and her daughter were upset about their wings. They hadn't been delivered with the rest of their order, so they headed to Domino's.
Tommy want wingy.
And they took a handgun with them, too.
No! People get so pissed off. You had the earlier story about the tacos, right? Yeah. Jeez, people get pissed.
Holly Jo Robinson and her daughter, Lakia Robinson, were booked into county jail on suspicion of aggravated robbery and making terroristic threats. Police were called to the Domino's on a report of a customer pointing a handgun at the staff. When police arrived, they were told that the Robinsons, who had already left, were upset that their wings hadn't been delivered with their pizza to their home.
Where are my goddamn wings?
An argument had ensued. It was fairly easy to find the Robinsons' home since the order had recently been delivered there. So police drove to the address.
They had an address.
And Holly Robinson came out. Holly Robinson.
Holly Robinson.
Oh, hey. She married
Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete, yeah. Came out of the home.
Mr. Cooper.
And began talking to officers. She didn't want to wait for another order. Because they had already waited for an hour, so she decided to go to Domino's because it would be faster. The two had demanded a refund. Robinsons were never got their wings or a refund. The daughter told officers the manager had an attitude, and she said that her mother brought along the gun because she feared physical confrontation.
Of course. You always fear that the Domino's guy's going to start swinging a firearm around when you complain about your wings.
She said she took it out and held it at her hip but never pointed it, and a loaded 9mm handgun was found in Holly Robinson's car. And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. Jesus. I saw Holly Robinson and Rodney Pete in a commercial just the other day over the weekend.
Really?
And it was for, I think it was for a weight loss product. Or something along those lines, like maybe protein shakes or something like that.
There's a lot of those on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one for, I forget, is it, who's the baseball player? They call him the Hurt or something. I forget.
The Big Hurt? Frank Robinson? Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. So he's in an ad for a testosterone replacement. They're horrible.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Lipizone. No, Lipizine. Is what it's called. That's the product that Holly Robinson and Rodney Pete are apparently.
Oh, you can lose up to four times more weight,
dude. Yeah. It is
according to the graphic.
What it was claiming was so. It just seemed ridiculous to me.
I know it seems impossible, but in the first week, I lost 48 pounds.
It's basically it's speed, right?
Yeah,
probably.
It makes your heart pump so fast.
Yes.
I do miss Holly Robinson, though. I did have a thing for her big time.
So cute.
On Jump Street.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.